We go around the National Football League picking out MVPs. Let's start off with you, Edward.
Well, you know me. I'm sure you'll be shocked.
Running backs.
Yep. I'm going first. I'll go with Najee Harris. Again, another. We were talking earlier about Alabama running backs. He can play, man. He can play. 21 carries, 102 yards, a touchdown, and that win over the Jets. He's looked really good, and the Steelers are getting it done that way with a great defense and a running game. And for my other one, I'm going to go with another Alabama running back. I'm going with Jahmyr Gibbs of the Detroit Lions. He's had he just looks so good on the base. Stats aside, his stats are great. I mean, he went for 116 yards and 15 carries, 2 touchdowns, but more than that, it was an eye test.
Off the right, here's Gibbs. Good run, best run, good move. There he goes, needs a block. He's in. Jahmyr Gibbs answers back for Detroit, and they're on the board.
That was one of his two, and he's just having a great year. And they had a good running back in Montgomery, but Gibbs is just looking terrific.
Thank you very much, my friend. Mike Preston, who do you have?
One is Patrick Mahomes, and he's not having a great year, and he's not piling up all of his stats. I mean, he was 16 of 37, 454 yards against the 49ers, but the guy just makes plays and he wins games. They're 6-0. He's down two receivers, his two top receivers, his top running back. To do what he's done is pretty impressive. So he's the guy. And then the other one is Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff, 23 of 25, 280 yards, 2 touchdowns, and they beat Minnesota 31-29 and are tied for first place in that division. Keep an eye on this guy. He's better than a lot of people think.
Oh, he definitely is. I like him. I like the story. I like the fact that he left McVay and is sticking it to them right now as a very good quarterback. I love that. Now, I don't have anything against Sean McVay. I just think he was the scapegoat.
I'll never forget the line that was really insulting. He said, when they asked him about Goff, he said, yeah, he's our quarterback for now. At a press conference.
Yeah.
Who does that, man?
Yeah. You don't make those statements, man.
Nope. My MVP, I'm going to go with Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. He was 21 of 33 for 323, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, passer rating of 116.1. And a 34-10 win over the Tennessee Titans. To me, there are only three people that you can even talk about being the MVP. One is not really legit because of his position. Derrick Henry is that guy. The other two, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. To me, that's the MVP race right now.
Yeah.
There's nobody else really in this thing. He is just having a sensational year. And he is – they go as he goes, like most franchise quarterbacks would be. That's the case with Jared Goff. And the next one is going to be, I'm going to, like you do, Ed, I'm going to go with a running back. Saquon Barkley had 17 carries for 176 yards and a touchdown as his team, new team, Philadelphia Eagles, beats up on his old team, New York Giants, 28-3. Now, he had a chance to break a record, and the game was out of hand. And his coach asked him if he wanted to go back in to break that record. And to me, this is Saquon Barkley. This is his response to that.
You're 13 yards away from your career high. I would love for you to get that, but that's up to you. I'm going to take out all the starters if they don't score.
You good? Let them eat.
You sure?
Yeah, good.
You sure?
I promise.
I'll listen to me. I want you to do it if you want to do it.
So I'd rather see the young boys eat.
Sirianni almost like he was trying to talk him into doing it, get those 13 yards. He was like, no, I'm good. I said, I want you to do it if you want to do it. No, I'd rather see them eat, Ed.
I know. And it's just, let me tell you, this was.
That gives you goosebumps, man.
It does.
Because that's sincere.
It was. And it's funny you mentioned Saquon and Big Day yet. It seems like they're having a huge return of the running game lately, certainly this weekend. James Conner, Derrick Henry, Najee Harris, Saquon Barkley, Gibbs, Mixon, Robinson, Bigsby, all had 100-yard-plus games. That's a lot of running backs to go over 100 yards.
So where are these defenses at, Ed?
Running after these guys. Trying to chase these guys down.
Need to work on some more tackling in practice these days instead of outlawing it.
I don't think the league has been void of 100-yard rushes. I think the league has been proven that They can have multiple people get 100 yards.
I mean, these are older guys who are still playing, guys coming off injuries and playing well. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, Saquon looked good. I mean, Jeremy and I was talking about this on Friday. He was saying how he thought this would be the Giants' chance to really get at Saquon. Right, I'm like, no, this is Saquon's chance to get at the Giants.
Yeah.
I wasn't worried about the Giants. Saquon has the better football team. I hope the Eagles learn this much, though. You can't go Jalen Hurts heavy and try to get back to the Super Bowl. I like Jalen Hurts. I do. I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. I do. But Jalen Hurts is not in the upper echelon of some of these quarterbacks. I think he's a Philadelphia Eagles franchise quarterback. I don't think he's an NFL franchise quarterback. I mean, I think there's certain teams that he fits with. The Eagles are one of those teams. He's not one of those Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen types that could fit any team, Mike.
Correct.
I don't think he's that guy.
No.
So being that guy, you can't go Jalen Hurts heavy and think Jalen Hurts is going to carry you to the promised land. He's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have the 1-2 punch of he and Saquon. Now, if Saquon continues to tear it up, there'll be times where you can get 250, 270 out of Jalen Hurts. But if you're going into every game thinking you can get 250 to 270 out of him, and that's your formula for winning, then you're hustling backwards, man. He's not that cat. I like him. He's just not that cat.
Back to the Giants for a second, since you're talking about that game. Now, Daboll wins Coach of the Year 2 years ago. You think he's gone the end of this year?
If they do, then that's the epitome of self-preservation. Mm-hmm. Because what you're seeing with the Giants right now is not Brian Daboll. You decided to sign Daniel Jones to a long-term deal, franchise Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley's now playing for the divisional foe, and you have Daniel Jones. I'm saying there have been many moves like that by the Giants. I think it's more of a front office problem than it is a Brian Daboll problem. To answer your question, probably so. He'll probably be gone. But I don't think this is him though.
I don't either. I mean, he didn't forget the coach in 2 years.
Yeah. No way.